tonight, I'm sorry I haven't a clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. We're coming to you once again from the Royal Festival Hall, the glittering arts hub on the South Bank, and a destination described by North London taxi drivers as, nah, sorry, mate. The Royal Festival Hall was opened in 1951 as part of the Festival of Britain. Among the new consumer items on display was the innovative Kenwood Mixer, named after its designer, Mr. Kenwood Mixer. The South Bank spans the boundaries of the London boroughs of Southwark and Lambeth. Lambeth was once home to the artist Canaletto, and it was while living here that he famously painted Westminster Bridge at dusk. Completed in vivid oils, Westminster Council complained they only wanted it brushed over with Hammerite. We couldn't visit Lambeth without a mention of long-term resident, the late Wally Smith. Not well known among the general public, Wally was the legendary BBC radio studio engineer on many favourite shows from the 50s onwards. Still working in his 80s, in 2023, Wally passed away peacefully in his sleep, recording an edition of In Our Time. A short bus ride away at Kennington is the Oval Cricket Ground, so named because it was built in the shape of a cricket ground. In the 1990s, nearby Neil's Yard Dairy began selling its famous small-batch artisan cheeses. Artisan is derived from artigiano, the Italian word for 16 quid cheddar. Let's meet the teams.
On my left, please welcome Pippa Evans and Richard Coles. And on my right, Tony Hawks and Joe Lycett. And taking his place on the scoring desk next to me, please welcome our resident tree trunk in trunks, it's the Immaculate Sven.
Well, we start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning the correct use of similar terms. For example, many people don't know the subtle difference between the words landslide and avalanche. Well, landslide refers to the movement of rock, soil, or debris down a slope under the influence of gravity, whereas avalanche is what Italians do around midday. Don't look at me like that. Avalanche, eh? Avalanche. But the meanings of words are constantly changing, teams, so your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Pippa, you can start.
Baby sham, pretending to be pregnant.
Richard.
Transact, RuPaul.
Tony.
Eyebrow, what Cockneys call opera.
Joe.
Mania. April is almost over.
Menopause. Shut up, Gary.
Niceties. Attractive sofas.
I thought you were going to go in a different direction there.
Loiter. Item used by smokers in Birmingham.
Norway, a Geordie refusal.
Laddish, a French bowl.
Hatchet, couldn't find the toilet.
Justin Bieber, exclusive to Kensington Boutique.
Muscular, terrifying billionaire MAGA-loving vampire.
Uh, Suppository. Conservative MP who's up his own arse.
OK, the teams are going to sing along to some well-known songs now in the round called Pick-Up Song. These days, rare vinyl fetches a fortune at auction. The holy grail for collectors is Amy Winehouse's anti-Saudi Arabia protest single. They tried to make me go to Riyadh, but I said no, no, no. So in this round, Sven will spin the discs and each of you will sing along to your discs until Sven turns the music down. If on its return you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points. And points mean a frankly nauseating display of intellectual stasis. What do points mean?
Prizes!
And this week's prize is just the thing for fans of Soviet-era antiseptic. It's this bottle of TCCCP. So, Richard Coles, I'd like you to start, and I'd like you to accompany Elton John in tribute to the fact that its first live performance was in this very room in 1972. I'd like you to accompany Elton John singing Rocket Man.
Okay. She packed my bags last night. Pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a tireless flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burn it out, his fuse up here and there.
Yes, yes, Richard, he's still got it, hasn't he? Okay, you're next, Joe Lycett. I'd like you to accompany Morrissey and the Smiths singing Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now.
I was stuck in the hands of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. I was looking for a job and then I found a job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now. In my life, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I live or die?
Very nice of there. You now, Pippa Evans, would you please accompany Four Non-Blondes singing What's Up?
25 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man. For whatever that means. And so I cry sometimes when I'm laying in bed and I get it all what's in my head and I have a feeling a little peculiar. And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I scream at the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I say, hey, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah. I said, hey. Well, what's going on?
Just put it behind you and move on. You know, Tony Hawks, I'd like you to sing, and it's going to be the Communards hit, Never Say, Never Can Say Goodbye. But as we are blessed with the company of Richard Coles, the founder member of the Communards, I'd like him to accompany you on the piano with you. Thank you, Richard. It's not easy to play that with Colin mooning you from the wings. And thank you, Tony. I think if Jimmy Somerville heard that, he'd probably say, yeah, it's a bit camp. Well, the teams are going to do a spot of acting for us now in the round called Sound Charades. Home of acting must surely be Next Door's National Theatre, which was founded by Laurence Olivier in 1963 in the classic film The Entertainer. Sir Laurence plays Archie Rice, a once popular comedian who, as the decades pass, finds his audience shrinking until he's finally reduced to trudging miserably through his tired old jokes to increasingly ambivalent audiences on wet, wintry December evenings. Imagine being that guy. In our version of charades, team members are permitted the use of their voices. So, Pippa and Richard, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display board. And here's the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Tipping point. Tipping point.
So this is a TV game show, and it's two words.
Oh, hello. I was wondering if you could give me directions. I'm looking for the illegal landfill site.
Oh, yes, no problem. I can indicate the location of it right now using my outstretched finger.
Tipping point.
Yes!
Well,
what a show!
Okay, your turn, Tony and Joe. Your title is now being exhibited on the laser display board. And here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
News at 10. News at 10.
Okay, this is a TV program as well. Three words. Sad news. Apparently our Chinese correspondent, Zat 10, has passed away.
We'll need a replacement.
That would be news at 10.
Okay, final title now for you, Pippa and Richard, and here's the mystery voice for listeners at home.
A Quiet Place. A Quiet Place.
It's a film and it's three words.
Hey, how are you?
Shh.
What?
Don't disturb it.
What?
Shh.
What?
The fish.
Which fish?
Shh.
Which?
flat fit?
Like skate?
Skate.
Skate. Mm-hmm. Is it skate?
Dab. Not? Is dab flat?
Keep going through flat fish. Haddock?
Quiet. We've got to be quiet. A quiet haddock.
Place?
A quiet place!
Well, it's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. But first, I notice our postman's sack is bulging with a letter. It comes from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. She writes, "Dear Santa Claus, at this time of year, I think back to my late father. Every December, he had a job delivering Christmas parcels door to door to the hard of hearing. He loved that job, although the training was very tough. He spent 6 months at the School of Hard Knocks." Yours sincerely, Mrs. Trellis. So on with the game, and since we find ourselves on the site of the Festival of Britain and its celebration of technological advance, this version of the game will be played with the assistance of AI. So each player has access to the AI assistant chatbot, who will guide them through what promises to be a classic round of the great game. So, players, are you ready?
Yep. Yep.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Already. AI assistant, are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Yeah. Bit of a cliche, but never mind. Here we go. Over to you, Tony Hawks.
Tony Hawks is an American skateboarder born May 12, 1968.
Okay. Well, I think I could go Oxford Circus.
Historically speaking, 3.5% of all possible openings have been Oxford Circus.
Oh, that's quite good.
That's good.
It has never led to player one winning.
Richard Coles.
Gloucester Road. Oh, it's Joe's first go, isn't it?
It is. It's the first time he's played, that's for
yes.
sure. Yeah. I think you can. I don't think you don't want to pull your punches at this point. I think you.
Sorry, Joe. Gloucester Road.
Gloucester Road. No, it's it came with an apology, so that's. Yeah. Over to you, Joe Lycett.
Joe Lycett is a British comedian. He was born July 5th, 1988, and comes from Birmingham.
Can't we just, like, unplug this?
If I came from Birmingham, I would unplug myself.
Queen's Road, Peckham.
Ooh. Queen's Road, Peckham.
Oh, well, overground. I would go then down to Green Park.
Excellent move, Pippa.
Thank you.
I need to get a bit of help here, so I'll ask for advice.
Select Cock Fosters.
Okay, Cock Fosters.
You are a good slave.
Waterloo.
No, a better response is Mornington Crescent.
It wouldn't have been because that would compromise the lateral. So,
what do you mean it compromises the lateral?
Well, you can't declare when you're in NID. That's the point, you see. So yeah.
You're making it up.
So first time playing, is London City Airport acceptable?
Acceptable.
Good. London City Airport.
London City Airport it is.
If Nib is in play, then I'm going to go to Leicester Square.
If you go there, the next player can go to Mornington Crescent.
No, they actually can't. They can't go to Mornington Crescent.
Why can't they?
Because we had a player who was in NID, and now they're not in NID. Also, Pippa's opening challenge was Green Park. So that's really basically where...
What about vectoring the parallels?
No, you can't vector the parallels. I mean, if you paid any attention to Stovid's revision of 1972, not least of which the Bucharest Convention, then you'd have known that anyway. I'm surprised you didn't
but
know that.
But that would involve opening the North Transit algorithm.
All right, well, then let's open it.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Dave.
Yeah, It's Jack, actually.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Jack.
Seven Sisters.
Seven Sisters.
Are we still in it?
We're still at the Royal Festival Hall, actually. But...
Well, once is common.
I can't believe it.
Mornington Crescent.
It is. First time player. Okay, next is a round called Marching Time. I see Colin has cleared a path for the teams to march round on, so platoon by the left. Quick march, okay, teams. In this round, we're going to try out some marching chants for other non-military occupations. So I'll call out the name of each team in turn together with the name of a different occupation or group, after which you teams will begin your chant. And the first up is Tony and Joe, and you will be Thames Water Executives.
We get paid for building drains.
We get paid for building drains
that overflow each time it rains.
That overflow each time it rains.
Filling rivers day and night.
Filling rivers day and night.
We get a bonus, you get shite.
We get a bonus, you get shite.
Your turn, Joe, and you'll be beauticians.
For a price that's very fair.
For a price that's very fair.
We remove unsightly hair.
We remove unsightly hair.
Including, and we must be blunt.
Including, and we must be blunt.
The strip that's down there on your front.
The strip.
You now, Richard, and you are the BBC board.
Don't give Donald legal grounds.
Don't give Donald legal grounds
to sue us for £3 billion.
To sue us for £3 million.
Let's be clear so there's no mystery.
Let's be clear so there's no mystery.
He's definitely not the most openly corrupt president in American history.
He's definitely not the most openly corrupt president in American history.
Pippa, you'll be the only woman on the panel.
Oh, yeah. It's lonely, the only woman on the panel.
It's lonely, the only woman on the panel.
Testosterone I have to channel.
Testosterone I have to channel.
But if I want to make them blush.
But if I want to make them blush.
I just mention my uterus.
I just mention my uterus.
And you now, Tony, and you are Church of England clergy.
We're of service to our nation.
We're of service to our nation.
Always there for our congregation.
Always there for our congregation.
Unless you're those unlucky souls.
Unless you're those unlucky souls.
Whose reverend's name is Richard Cole.
Richard, now you are Sandringham staff.
Don't forget the switch today.
Don't forget the switch today.
Butler, May Cook and valet.
Butler, May Cook and valet.
HRH is now just mister.
HRH is now just mister.
And don't let him anywhere near your sister.
And finally, Joe, you'll be first time panellists on I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue.
Clue has been a dream for me.
Clue has been a dream for me.
Meeting Colin and Jack D.
Meeting Colin and Jack D.
Everyone's been very pleasant.
Everyone's been very pleasant.
But I still don't get Mornington Crescent.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show. But there is just time for a festive round called Christmas or Bedroom. Now, always keen to maximise profits, TV companies have moved into seasonal merchandising. For example, supermarkets now stock Lee Mack's 1% Club Christmas crackers, Bradley Walsh's The Chase Christmas crackers, and there are even old Greg Wallace MasterChef Christmas crackers. The Greg Wallace Christmas crackers are unique, as they pull themselves. Well, teams, in this round, I'd like you to come up with phrases that might be suitable for use both in the bedroom and during the Christmas festivities. Joe, you can start, please.
Please don't refer to them as the giblets.
Richard.
Is that Tiny Tim you're holding, or are you just pleased to see me?
Pippa.
Perhaps it will look more impressive once we've wrapped some tinsel round it.
Tony.
Why don't I just shove it in before the guests arrive?
It's not the same since Nan died.
oh, come, Emmanuel.
Feels like there's still a tangerine down there.
Come on, pull one with me, Granny.
You could at least try and look like you're enjoying it.
We've run out of cling film.
That's not how Delia does it.
Well, it's lovely, but I think it might be a bit too small for me.
If you can get it up in the window, the neighbours can enjoy it too.
Make sure the juices are running clear.
There's nothing I like better than a rousing carol.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the baleful bang of brevity issues forth from the cruddy Christmas cracker of calamity and the mini screwdrivers of destiny are lobbed into the pedal bin of posterity, I notice it's the end of the show. So, from the teams, Sven, and our audience here at the Royal Festival Hall, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Tony Hawks, Pippa Evans, Richard Coles and Joe Lycett have been given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme is devised by Graham Garden, the script consultants were Fraser Steele and Stephen Dick, and the producer was John Naismith.